Welcome to Radioactive Magazine. Henry Stover, Asti Mori, and Hiroko Komiya will talk to us about the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945 and about the memorial event planned for this coming Sunday, August 7th, which will be the 77th anniversary of the Hiroshima bombing. At 6:30 p.m. at the Kansas City National Security Campus at 14510 Botts Road in South Kansas City, Missouri. Mr. Stover is a co-chair of PeaceWorks, the lead organizer of this event. Atsuki Mori was raised in Japan and came to Warrensburg, Missouri, came to the U.S. in 2001 and to Warrensburg in 2003. Her grandmother had a very dear friend killed in the Hiroshima bombing. Hiroko Komiya lives in Topeka, Kansas. She was born and raised in a suburb of Tokyo. And she had a childhood friend whose mother died of leukemia over 20 years after the war, after the atomic bombing of Hiroshima. So, Henry, tell us a bit more about what you are planning for next Sunday.
Thank you so much, Community Radio, in doing this. We remember, we mourn, we say never again. We're asking people to park Sunday at 6:30, Highway 150, and the program will begin at 7 p.m., and today, it is so important that we face our own global Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Today, our bombs are approximately 3,000 times more powerful than the bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Today, we continue to make and deploy weapons of mass destruction. Today, we are in the most precarious state of existence that has ever existed. We are talking about global annihilation, global genocide.
Okay. And I assume anyone is welcome to come?
Yes, it is open to the public. I mean, in fact, if veterans want to come, if workers from the plant want to come, religious or non-religious, skeptics, anyone and everyone is welcome. This is open to the public. It is a wonderful way to dialogue about a tragedy and to remember and to act that it never occurs again.
Right, so it will be actually on the sidewalk and the grass just off, just east of the property line for the Kansas City National Security Campus. Am I right about that?
Yes, it is all perfectly legal. I have communicated with one of the security guards. No one is intending to cross the line and risk arrest. I will point out to the persons where the dividing line is, but it is on the public right-of-way. There is limited parking at 14520 Botts Road, so we are reserving that for certain persons. We're asking persons to park at Highway 150 and Prospect. There will be car shuttling of persons to the site.
So that's about a mile west, right?
Yes, that is correct. And if persons want to learn more, go to our website, peaceworkskc.org, peacework.org, for more articles, more information. Spencer, PeaceWorks has done this in the past 12 years, taking over for another organization. Now the event is done at the entry of the National Security Campus, which in the past has stated that it is involved with 85% of the non-nuclear parts of a nuclear weapon. the triggering system, the guidance system, the interior, the exterior parts. Previously, we were in a beautiful park near a little lake or so, but this is really the site where we need to be, because this brings to home the critical juncture we are at. So, in effect, this National Security Campus, if there was ever an attack, it would be a prime target. It would be one of the ground zero sites because of the importance of what it does for nuclear weapons.
Thank you. Hiroko, so you were raised in Tokyo?
Yes, a suburb of Tokyo.
A suburb of Tokyo. And
yes.
What can you tell us about what your parents were doing in 1945 and August 7th?
Okay, my parents were only 12 and 16. And my parents never talked about the war or the atomic bombings. I think it was a taboo topic back then.
Sure, but you did, didn't you say that you had a friend while you were growing up whose mother passed away? From?
Yes, when I was fourth grade, my friend's mother died of leukemia. And that was over 20 years after the war.
Yeah.
After the atomic bombings of Hiroshima. And she was in Hiroshima when the bomb was dropped.
Okay. Atsuki, same question. What part of Japan are you from?
Well, I'm from Osaka, Japan, the west of Japan. It's second or third of the largest city. Yes. Next
to
Tokyo.
And it's sort of halfway between Tokyo and Hiroshima, I think, or maybe
not quite half. That's not halfway, yes.
And what were your what can you tell us about the experiences of your parents and grandparents?
So my story is about my grandmother. So, well, I have to tell you about my grandmother a little bit to make sense. She was a physician back in Japan. You know, Japan back then was very, not many women become physician, but she did become physician. Anyway, so she had this fiance. He was from Hiroshima. So I find out a couple of years ago that the fiance died from a tuberculosis, but he was hospitalized for a long time. So my grandmother supposedly, well, she didn't really talk about that part. She went to Hiroshima so many times to stay with them. And then obviously she made a friend with the people living in Hiroshima. So, so when I was younger, I grew up with her until 14-year-old. She passed away when I was 14. I only saw her crying twice. Then the first time I saw her crying was we went to Hiroshima Memorial, Hiroshima Peace Memorial. That's a museum, has lots of artifacts. And there was a booth that you can listen to the story about people sharing their experience. And she was crying there. Then I was surprised to see her crying. Well, no, she was not really sobbing. I just her, you know, tear come down from her eyes type crying. Then I felt like I saw something I shouldn't be seeing. But anyways, so I find out. Later I find out that fiance's brother was victim of the atomic bomb. He actually lost his eyes when he was baby. He was, I think, one or two, I'm not sure, but he was at home, and the bomb, the explosion that shattered the glass, and then he lost his eyes. She never really talked about the war, Mrs. Komiya's parents, but you know, from the story I got from people, I think she lost many friends that she get to know, to work with, the Hiroshima. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Henry, talk to us about, talk to us more about PeaceWorks. What's PeaceWorks?
Okay, PeaceWorks is, as the name denotes, we work for peace. We also believe that peace is the best way to try to resolve difficulties. PeaceWorks began in 1982, 40 years ago. We focus on nuclear weapons because they are in our backyard. We focus on the parts that are made in our midst. We have gone to public hearings at the federal level and at the local level. We have spoken with our elected leaders, and in fact, yesterday, some members of PeaceWorks were on a Zoom conference call. We seek conversion of these weapons of war and destruction to peaceful uses, to environmentally good jobs and products. We oppose the misuse of our budget. The U.S. approximately spends $850 billion, depending on what Congress does. This is on the military, on war fighting. And as a result, we need to move this money for better health care, for better jobs, for training. We really should have social workers. We should, you know, address the needs of those who have great difficulty. We believe in diplomacy and nonviolent measures to be used. We see that the world is on the verge of nuclear genocide and destruction. We want peace education, training in conflict resolution, dialogue, and problem solving. We want respect and equality for all.
Thank you. Am I correct? There are basically two, besides the Hiroshima Nagasaki memorial or remembrance event, there tends to be two other major events in the annual calendar of PeaceWorks.
Yes, that's right. Because every year we do our major fundraiser, which is the art fair, and it is called PeaceWorks KC Local Art Fair. And this is September the 24th, which is a Saturday, September the 25th, which is a Sunday. And this will be this year in Tice Park. So we're right across street from the Nelson Art Gallery, and particularly those shuttlecocks that have been featured in the news recently with Clay Oldenburg's passing away. So it's right there on 47th and Oak. It's also called Cleaver Boulevard. I think that some years we've had 3,000 to 4,000 people. We hope to again have over 100 local artists. And we invite the people that go to the Plaza Art Fair to simply walk those four blocks and join us at our art fair. But in addition, we also have various groups that will be setting up tables there. So there may be the Green Party, and it may be environmental groups and those that are concerned about gun violence. We're going to have food trucks there. And this also is a beautiful ground because persons will be under natural trees and walking on grass and natural ground. So often art fairs are on asphalt streets and concrete with the sun beating down. So it's a prime, you know, location.
And this is tents under the trees, right?
Under the trees, that's right.
Okay. Okay, that's great.
Well, in addition, and I believe it, people should really check the website, but we're hoping to do a witness at Whiteman Air Force Base, which is about 75 miles east. And that is a Saturday, October the 1st. And that is where drones are directed. They are operated by persons from that base. Also, these are planes that leave from that base that can go around the world and have, you know, airstrikes. So, these are, again,
including with nuclear weapons.
Yes.
Right, and that's different from the drone. That's the primary purpose of that base is the large, what is it, B-1 bomber or whatever it is that carries nuclear weapons. The drones are smaller. They do not carry nuclear weapons, right?
No, that's right. But again, just recently we had a drone strike of someone, and again, you know, this is causing great tension around the world. And again, you know, there's a great civil rights issue about these drone strikes. These persons are not, they don't receive any charges. They don't go to a court of law. They are not able to bring witnesses. They are simply killed on the spot. And other persons also often die in the process.
There's a young man named Dan Hale who's serving time in federal penitentiary in Illinois for exposing a document that indicated that a classified document that indicated that 90% of the people killed in drone strikes in a certain period were not the intended target.
Yes, that is a shame. Cold-blooded killing of unintended targets. These are people innocent.
So he's basically incarcerated for informing the American public that this drone program is not making us safer, right? It's manufacturing enemies for us, right?
I mean, we talk about the First Amendment, freedom of speech, government shall not, you know, impede this information. The public needs to know what is going on. There must be the United Nations or the World Court should, you know, issue some kind of a ruling saying, you know, that this is a person informing the world. This is something we have a right to know. And we should be petitioning on his behalf as we of Peace Works petitioned on behalf of Chelsea Manning when she was, you know, at Fort Leavenworth a few years back.
Right. There was it reminds me, I've forgotten the name now, there's a Scythian scholar in ancient Athens who said, your laws are like spider webs, strong enough to hold the little flies, but not the big ones.
Yes, that's right.
People with power think they should be above the law, and indeed, apparently they are. Now there was, PeaceWorks also has another event, Memorial Day, right? You want to tell us about that?
Memorial Day, we did go there this year, and it was a little bit different, but because we are trying to remember the workers who were especially at the old plant. And this was not just the weapons workers, but there were the IRS workers, the Department of Dairy, other agencies of the government. They ate in common at a joint cafeteria, and they all breathed some of these toxins that were at the site. Later on, it was revealed over 2,000 toxic materials had been present at the old plant, and it was
federal complex.
Exactly, 95th and Troost there. So annually we do have an event there, and again it raises consciousness. And as I have done in other years in advance, I tell the Kansas City Police Department, I tell the plant security about, you know, the date and time and place and how many persons may be risking arrest. So this year was a bit different in that Sergeant Hope was very active, and he kind of coordinated things so that the five people that crossed the line were simply then checked for their ID, their name, you know, their address and so forth. And then no charges were issued on this Memorial Day in 2022. And they say, well, we could possibly issue a ticket. I don't think that that's very likely. They simply, you know, released us. It was a kind of a form of respect by both sides. One person crossed and knelt, saying the prayers, St. Francis, you know, make me an instrument of thy peace. And a former worker who had been a supervisor for many years and who feels that part of his health conditions, he also crossed the line. Surprising to myself, because usually I know everyone that is going to cross. And Maurice Copeland then, the officer told me, we're going to treat him the same as we did you. We're going to release him. If he walks, you know, back across the line, we're not going to take him into custody.
So, if you just joined us, we are discussing the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945, August 7 and 9, with Henry Stover, Atsuki Mori, and Hiroko Komiya. Henry is co-chair of PeaceWorks Kansas City, which is organizing a memorial event for this Sunday, August 7, 6:30 at the PM at the Kansas City National Security Campus, 14510 Box Road in South Kansas City, Missouri. Atsuki Mori was raised in Japan and came to Warrensburg, Missouri in 2001. Hiroko Komiya was born and raised in a suburb of Tokyo, but currently lives and works in Topeka.
Spencer, we're asking persons to park at 6:30. The actual program will begin at 7 p.m.
Right, and you're asking to park on Prospect, which is a mile further west, right? And you're providing shuttles, right?
Correct.
Now, Henry, you have a trial scheduled later this month.
Yes, I do. And some persons find it very odd that a lawyer would allow himself to be arrested, but I have requested a jury trial at the Jackson County Courthouse, 415 East 12th Street, downtown KCMO. This is the day after Labor Day, Tuesday, September the 6th, starting at 9:30 before Judge Castle. And it's in courtroom number 1, which is on the 10th floor. And I am being charged with trespass, that I crossed the line. I was given warnings. I did not retreat as to step back. And
and this was a year ago, last Memorial Day.
That is correct, in 2021.
Yes.
So, you know, we go through a variety of judges. There was a hearing in the municipal court where these cases originally start. You know, there are concurrent jurisdiction. The federal government could have jurisdiction. They could be sent to the state. But for over 150 arrests, they have handled them at the municipal court level. Now, at the municipal court level, you do not get a jury trial, and it may be up to the judge as to how much you say and the judge's particular questions. But I call my act as a peace witness, an act of conscience, an intervention to the nuclear madness. I hope to tell the jury that, yes, I have already trespassed, but I believe that these nuclear weapons, they are the ones that have trespassed, threatened our future. We do not know if we will be subject to nuclear annihilation, nuclear genocide. So in some ways, I am trying to put these weapons on trial myself. And I believe that there is a clear and present danger that we are all in imminent harm for this. The prosecutor will object to some of this. I do not know how the judge will treat this, but I feel that I am responding to an evil and a harm that has been inflicted upon us. I am doing this act as an act of hope for the world, love, faith, conscience, an act of courage. We have never had a jury trial in one of these crossings before. And so it'll be interesting to see if the judge will allow me to talk about my life, my intent, my motive, my purpose. And then it remains to be seen. If I am found guilty, there is a chance that I will then appeal my case higher. Part of this is to create a broader forum so that the public is informed about nuclear weapons. I feel that too many in the public do not want to deal with this grave issue. And it is something that we should all be alarmed about.
Right, thank you. Oski, what can you tell us about what you're planning to say next Sunday that you have not already told us?
So my grandmother's fiance's nephew, he's much, much older now. But a couple of years ago, I reconnect with him, to try to find out the truth about what was going on. Then he's a member of ICANN, actually. He went to
the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons. Mm-hmm.
He went to the, when the ICANN got award, Nobel Peace Award, he went there to witness that. So I sent an email to him a couple weeks ago, and he replied me. And he's still doing, he's quite old. So he said he's still active as much he could. And so I'm hoping to share the story. And that what he said to me the first time I talked to him, I told him about this event of Hiroshima Nagasaki Remembrance. He told me to thank you for doing this, because it meant a lot to him. Yes. Because the people in the United States actually pay attention to.
Right. Hiroko, we've got maybe 30 seconds left. Any last words for our audience? What you're going to say next Sunday or whatever.
Yes, I'm a retired teacher, but I am a board member of an NPO called International Peace Center in Lawrence, Kansas. And we are trying to create a space for people to gather to promote world peace. And I joined them because I believe we need to better educate ourselves about the war and also keep reminding ourselves of the horror of nuclear weapons. And someday, I hope we can ban and stop the production of nuclear weapons for the sake of our children and the future generations.
If we're not subjected to nuclear annihilation before then. Okay, so right. We have been discussing the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945, August 7 and 9, with Henry Stover, Otsuki Mori, and Hiroko Komiya. Henry is co-chair of PeaceWorks Kansas City. They're organizing a memorial event for this coming Sunday, August 7th. 6:30 p.m. at the Kansas City National Security Campus at 14510 Bot Road, South Kansas City. You can get more information by going to their website, peaceworkskc.org. Otsuki Mori was raised in Japan and came to Warrensburg in 2003. Hiroko Komiya was born and raised in the suburb of Tokyo and currently lives in Topeka. And both of them, am I correct, will be a part of the program this coming Sunday. On PaceWorksKC.org, there's an article called Save August 7th for Remembering Hiroshima and Nagasaki, or you can go to the description of this episode of Radioactive Magazine at KKFI.org, then click News and Public Affairs, then Radioactive Magazine. Next week, join us to hear Craig LeBeau interview me about the upcoming virtual Wikimania conference, August 11 to 14. This is a regular conference organized by the Wikimedia Foundation for active volunteers.